Me too. Both of
them. I'm not.
Oh.
Yes, it's a G.
All right.
Yeah.
We got an all new episode. Run and Tell That Podcast. No, G. Bonus episode. Tonight's title, The Refusal.
I know this is an added episode. Just want to say hello to everyone that might be listening later on. Again, much love, much respect. Again, we continue to thank everybody that's supporting Run and Tell It Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We here, we there, it's everywhere. Ain't no one gonna say Gerard?
Huh?
You know what? I thought about it. That's not what you said. That's what JP said that he used to say back in Nagasaki. I forgot.
You say what? What do you say?
We here. We here, we there, we everywhere. Face paint on.
Wow.
Well, all right, so the funniest thing about this episode right here is that
we got five men
and no monkeys. Five men, no monkeys. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, I know that JP, he's sleeping. Del still down.
I'm down.
JP, do I need to call the EMS for you? I'm gonna have to call the EMS for you.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Listen to all our listeners.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
it's gonna be, broadcast maybe later. Yes, again, sir. Like I said, we're still here. You know, Run and Tell It is still live and well. Again, like I said, we had enough energy, enough spirit, and enough thought to put on another broadcast after everybody signed out. But again, like I said, we're here relating. We're here talking. We're here sharing thoughts. And again, like I said, we just want to make sure that our listeners understand what we're sharing, what we're talking about. That's all.
You talking about the listeners. Fuck the listeners.
Okay.
Oh. He said, okay. Okay. Fuck the listeners. Yeah. Okay.
The only reason why I say that, and the only reason why I say that is because you got some people that actually come in and listen and actually like tell stories. So if you're not a true Run and Tell That fan, then guess what? JP said, guess what? No, he don't know what he's saying. Say it again, JP.
I don't know.
What is what? Why is this said a few minutes ago that we should be saying fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
He said yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So let me. The fun part about being in like a podcast and all that stuff like that is the energy level.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we got five different personalities.
Yep. Five different ways of thinking. Five different ages.
Yeah. And then the thing about it is that what make us so unique is that we don't agree. A lot of people will sit there and say, oh, they agree. No, we don't agree. We don't agree on certain stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And we do not hold it against each other. That we don't agree.
Definitely. Oh man, look.
And that's what matter. That's true friendship right there.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, with brothers, with friends, you can agree to disagree and still love and respect each other at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the podcast, we still down.
You know what?
There's nothing gonna take me, tear me away from you guys.
And you know, by mm-hmm. us actually like sitting here explaining this is that, like, as brothers, every single brother go do something. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then once we actually dig ourselves out of that, we actually understand the other person's perspective. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jerkalicious. I'm just playing. But yeah, JP, you quiet now, bro.
Yeah.
because y'all said is true, is that we are brothers. You can say the friend thing, bro, but it's like, bro,
again, we still understand and accept the fact that it's Good Friday.
Yes, sir.
There are some spiritual things connected to Good Friday.
That's right.
But in the same mm-hmm. token, like I said, one of the most precious beliefs that, again, that for we that are Christians, that we that understand that, again, our God decided that, again, he loved us so much that he wanted to lay down his life for us. So we take an additional episode just to say that, again, we acknowledge those that acknowledge him. And, again, we're thankful. Again, I can't tell you what the fellowship amongst the Run Telly podcast mean to me. You know, I look forward to every Friday. I look forward to every caller, Miss Keys, Callie, for those that thought of not at robbery to just to reach out. So, again, we're grateful. This show may not be that long, but please understand that, again, we're grateful. We're thankful. And, again, we ask that you guys just take time to accept us, to acknowledge yourself as being great in all you and all that you do, and then understand that, again, we're with you. We support you. We lift you up.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm asked Nigarachi.
Said
nigger to say something.
Wow.
I'm talking about you, JP.
Nothing.
Well, he don't have nothing. Yeah, Dell, you're 100% right. We don't do anything or we don't say anything that don't fit the cause of the conversation.
Exactly.
We don't reach outside the boundaries. We don't sit there and lie and sit there and say something that's not right. I'm trying to pay you some attention. Nigarachi, just sit down. Nigarachi, where you going? No, so we try with all our heart to actually give real information that is needed. We don't try to actually hold on. Nigarachi, where you going? He just circle around the whole day, going this way. Hey. No, you can't do it that way. The camera's this way. Nigarachi. Hey, Nigarachi, go back this way. But what we try to do is that we try to actually give truthful conversation. And if you don't agree with us, we okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
We go lighthearted. You know, it's like we go lighthearted. You know, we hit not cut you off. We hit the, at times, we will hit those subjects that matter, that's touchy.
That's right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what, you can take that lighthearted side to it to soften the blow. So when you come in to us, just know that this, that's what it is. It's like we right. take it serious, you know, we take it serious, but everybody day is different because some people already had a hard day. Things is going crazy and that is, they don't want to come into that. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, it's like, but they don't want the hard stuff, but then they want to be able to laugh or like take lighthearted to what it is. And then that's what we try to give them.
Absolutely.
It's the lightheartedness to it. And that's what we give them. I'm sorry. My bad. Hey. I just seen it, what y'all see. So, I'm sorry.
What happened?
Look ahead of me, you'll see it. Look ahead of me, you'll see it.
Why Pablo got his light on? P. Pablo, hey, hold on.
I was like, hold on, maybe it's not what I'm thinking. Oh, that's what it is.
Well, JP leaving?
But yeah.
Okay, yeah. Enough is enough.
But yeah, but I mean, like, all jokes aside, though, that's what it is. Like, yo, we got our, we can hit those hard-hitting subjects and be serious with it. We can be lighthearted with it. We can adjust to and be palatable to everybody. You know, it's just that it just depends on the person that's coming in. You know, so when you come in and you listen, don't think that is one way or another. It's just that we just palatable to everybody, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Come on,
but yeah, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. Whew. So, Gerard, is there anything that you feel that you want to contribute? I mean, like this I digress. So, Gerard, how's everything going with you? I mean, like,
wow. everything is wonderful.
Well, no, I'm saying because, you know, odd joke aside, though, you are the sneakerhead of the group. Are there any drops that you see that is like, yo, I'm finna cop this shit?
No, not really.
Not really? No.
Well, not really. Sure? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not right now.
Yes, no finger drops. Okay.
Hey. Yeah, no.
All right, we got G-Man and JP back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, man. I can't tell you.
Wow.
Yes, sir. But you know what? I'm going to tell y'all this, man. You know, when they brought up the, and I hate to say this again, man, and I keep referencing this, when they brought up the NIL, man,
ooh,
these
yeah.
kids, man, oh my goodness. These kids want to
You see homeboy from Tennessee? You see Homeboy from Tennessee, the quarterback.
Say he want $4 million. He gonna sit out.
No. Did you see his drop back? He did want $4 million. He's going to UCLA. He went from asking for $2 million, or getting potential $2 million, asking for what, $4 or $4.5 million?
Yeah, $4 million.
And he's going to UCLA for $1.9 million or 1.6 or some crap like that. It's between 1.6 and 1.9. It's 1 and 2. But I'm like, that's crazy, yo. I'm like, dog, you. Did he even take Tennessee to a top bowl? Because I know that I didn't watch, so I don't want to shit on this dude. But I'm like, if y'all didn't make it to a top bowl, like, dog, just.
Man, he sucked underwear.
I think they were saying because of what happened with homeboy from Georgia, the quarterback that's going to the U. Man, Gerard, the U. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think he getting like, what is it, potential?
$4 million.
Is it? Yeah. So it's like, I don't know if his people seen that, and then he was like, yo, let me try to shift it. But it's like, no, like, there's levels to it. You know, people shit on everybody wanna shit on the U, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we changed a lot of this shit. Don't come at the U sideways. Don't do it. You know, don't do that.
Yep.
I thought you were gonna hit me with the U or something. I know you're sleepy. I thought she was gonna hit me with the U or something. Give me something, baby.
Nah.
At least take the meat and make the mute face the U. A sign.
To what?
I understand that you said sometimes you take the pussy lips and form the U with it.
I don't.
But
I feel like this whole show is gonna be a Patreon.
Yo, you know. I swear to God.
This is a total group effort. Patreon episode tonight.
Girl, how do you say it? I swear for Lord, it's not what that is.
We talking about hypothetically speaking,
like circa 2010. You know what I mean? Like, we talking about way back when, baby.
Okay.
We talking about the U back, old U. We ain't talking about the new U with the U. You know what I'm saying? We talking about old U.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what it is. I mean, but honestly, though. What's on one name? Is it Brock? Is it something Brock or Brock something? I don't remember. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't keep up with it. I just know he came from Georgia and a cousin make bank and they tried to flip it. And it's crazy. It's like, and now you're going to UCLA. Honestly, I think he flipped it. Is UCLA, how were they last year compared to Tennessee? Because I wonder if the flip was just to get to another school.
I don't know. Could be.
Because let's keep it a buck. You know, some of these boosters, they are not finna. Some of them fly and tell you like, yo, we are not gonna pay you that kind of money.
Yeah, man. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what though, South Carolina. Woo. If they not revamping, yo, I don't want to say old girl because I can't remember her name, but getting Miss Lady from Florida State, that was the she led the league in scoring. They got her.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you got. I forgot her name. That was she's transferring out. I mean, what they got the number? Was it the number 4 or 6 recruit? I can't remember. I do know she I do know she was a top 10 recruit. They got her in. I think they got another transfer in. And they were speculating that what's the name? Kittles? Is it Kittles, right? Or Kitts or whatever her name is. Her sister that was 6'4", 6'2". She was hoping transferring in. Like, I mean, you look at during the tournament, Dawn Staley was like, hey, look, let's finish this and we'll get there. And, you know, people got to go where they need to go. I think that Dawn Staley is getting a bad rap. And all these motherfuckers that was praising her last year is shitting on her this year. And you can see it because it's like, yo, they went undefeated, won the natty, and motherfuckers act like the shit didn't happen last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, you can't be shitting on that.
Hey, brother.
Nah. I agree with that.
There you go. Yes, sir.
You're not going to read nothing else.
Then you say you need to wipe your hands.
Yeah.
You going home?
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
Well, got a message from Dub.
In like a consensual hallucination, I come rolling back on through. What's up, fellas? It's the G-Man. I mean, why wouldn't you? Got Ro right there. What's up? Gerard. What are we talking about? Keep your hand
up. What's up, Dub? Yeah, we came back on.
Nice.
Yeah. We came back on because we're not going to be on next week, and we got to have episode for next week, so we came back on do a second episode,
and we knew that you was gonna come through with the fire beat.
So yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. I ain't gonna lie to you, but Dawn is the truth, man. Like she rebuilt South Carolina, and she not bullshitting those recruits. I mean, unless it's something that we don't know, but nobody, the ones that transferred out had not said anything negative against her. So I stand by the fact that she's doing it the right way. Hey, look, come here. Don't come here. It's like, yo, I mean, like, if you're a freshman, you got to beat out these other people before I fucking play you. And 9 times out of 10, I see holes in your game that I'm not finna just roll with you like that unless you show me something. And I don't see nothing wrong with that unless it's me. Like, I stand by her with what she's doing. Like, yo, you gotta fucking salute it, man.
I agree with that. We got a message from Dub.
I see you guys are getting your reps in. Now don't you worry about me. You gotta keep your head up. You gotta get up to get down. But what do I know?
Keep your head up. Head up. Come on, Dub. I know you got something different in the fucking cut for us. Hit us with something else. I know you got it, baby. Dub fucking solid. I rock with Dub. He's solid, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. He keep you going because it's been it was one episodes. He played something I cannot remember it, so I don't want to lie on the instrument he played. But we left G Man house. I'm trying to think. It was either G Man or it was JP house. And
yes, sir.
I shit you not. I went straight in my fucking playlist, and I didn't have the fucking song. I had to, like, type it in. I can't remember what the fuck it is. But anyway, it doesn't matter because I can't remember. But, Dub, you solid. You keep us where we need to be. I'll say that.
Your father for making you, because I needed a friend. Oh my God. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I'll tell you this, man. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
Wow.
If you look, he said it well. I didn't have to add anything to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about all the stuff that bring me back the reality. You know what I'm saying? Because when you were talking, I had two individuals talking to me at one time. So just go ahead and remind me what you're talking about, brother. Sorry about that.
Oh no, I was just talking about far as like with Doug playing the instrumentals. I cannot remember the song he played that when we left it was either your house or it was JP house. Either way, like I didn't have it in my playlist. I had to download that motherfucker and like vibe out to it, ride to the house. I just wish I fucking remembered it.
Y'all already know.
So it kind of like threw everything off. But Dub solid though. Fuck with him. He keep us going.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we got a message from Dub.
Oh, I won't let you down.
Kill it over here.
No, let's take it back, huh?
Say what? You keep bumping me against the wall. Yeah, I know I let the sound the phone.
Come on.
But until you see me,
say what?
Trust me.
You ain't seen what's back.
You keep bumping me against the wall.
Come on.
Yeah, I know I let the sound the phone. But until you see me, trust me.
You ain't seen what's back.
I really be throwing my words, then I'm jamming on the one. Dang, nobody but them bamming on the drum. Swift flip kicks landing from the tongue. More dramatic than bamming and robbing. Na 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 na. Oh, no one to be handing it, then they be sharper than the thumb tag. The one to be dropping it up, showing them how to come back. And you gon' respect me and appreciate where I run at. You ain't gon' piss me off with you. Sorry that you done that. I guess meaner, badder, strong and ferocious. You don't need much more secret. Coming back more fearless, more determined and focused.
Right.
Nice.
Well, like they said, this is gonna be a short episode. Just something for us to, but we can have content for
next
week.
What's your playlist? Whoa, huh? Sir. You left out your song. What's one of your songs?
What are you talking about?
What's me?
What are you talking about?
You ain't got no song.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So what are you talking about? Oh no, look at this. Look at this.
Too fast. Too furious. Look at Fast and the Furious.
I got some phones over here.
Daddy. Oh shit.
Oh wow.
Lord. Yo! Oh my God, it's close. Yo!
Okay, yeah, we about to go ahead and close this out. Want to thank everyone that's listening. We got a lot going on out here tonight. Hold on, we might not be closing just yet. Hey, Ro.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go ahead and close out.
All right.
I want to thank everyone that listen. Appreciate you, Dub, like always, for stopping through.
Solid, my guy.
Like I said, this was a filler episode. So, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And Run and Tell That Podcast is out.
Peace.
Yep.